Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday. It is 7 o'clock, and this is Matt Chat live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ace Diamond, and I am joined by NWF Hall of Famer and ring announcer, Miss Callie.
Good evening, Ace. How are we doing?
We're doing wonderful tonight.
I'm glad to hear that. And what an exciting show we have. People, if you were not in Fairfield this past Saturday night, you missed one hell of a show. I mean, top to bottom, front to back, side to side. It don't matter how you looked at it. It was excitement and action personified, as only the NWF can bring you.
I was there front row, and oh my God, what a show.
Right?
A couple of huge surprises.
You think?
One in particular that I'm sure we're going to get into a little bit later on with our guest.
Most definitely. And speaking of our guest this evening is none other than the 22-year-old stud, Jay Donaldson.
But Miss Kelly, you say the 22-year-old stud like you question that.
I've known you long enough. I am questioning that.
Well, nobody questions that I'm the 22-year-old stud, Miss Callie. Have you seen me wrestle? Have you seen me perform?
Yes, I have.
Do I not look like a stud out there, Miss Callie?
I am refraining from that opinion at this time.
Oh, you can play coy on this if you want to. It's okay, I know.
Uh-huh. So let's discuss what happened this past Saturday in Fairfield. First off, one of, I'm sure, your favorite people, none other than Mr. Right Now, Andrew Reed, who wants to also have in reference the man who got Jordan Clearwater fired, took on the Titan, picking up a huge victory over a former NWF champion. Cheating to do it, by the way.
But did you hear the air just go out of the UAW hall? Nobody thought that Andrew Reed would beat the Titan. And when that three went down, they raised Andrew Reed's hand, the fans were shot. Now, Andrew Reed is a product of me. I mean, that is my protege, my project there. But the Future Star Show, he was the first one to reach the main roster. And he's not waiting for the future, Miss Callie. He's taking his opportunity right now. And all the talk was about Jordan Clearwater this, Golden Boy that. Well, he's not here anymore because of Andrew Reed. Andrew Reed isn't starting from the bottom and working his way up the ladder and doing this and doing that like Jordan Clearwater and others have done. Now, he's starting at the top. A guy who was NWF champion for years around here, Titan, and he beat him. Jordan Clearwater was the talk of here. He beat him. Everybody's going to start realizing what I've already realized about Andrew Reed. Is that his time right now? And he's not waiting for anybody to give him anything. And he'd already proved it with Titan. And who knows what's going to happen next with Andrew Reed.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I will take nothing away from the young man. He is very talented. He takes a lot of shortcuts, though. And
the thing is, did he win? Yes or no, did he win? And then in the books, that's all anybody remembers. See, for 10 years, I tried to do everything the right way around the NWF. And guess what that got me? nowhere. And Andrew Reid has realized that trying to appease everybody and trying to make everybody feel good isn't what he's about. He's about Andrew Reid. And to get to the top, and that's where Andrew Reid is going to be at and wants to be at. So if he wants to be at the top, he ain't going to be worried about making people feel bad or making people upset. He's worried about being the top guy, Miss Callie.
Well, now, that's rather obvious. I will give you that. That is blatantly obvious. And speaking of young, upcoming superstars, let's talk about that tag team match. We had Mr. Reality Check teaming with one of your boys, Muldoon, taking on legendary Larry D and Josh Adams.
Yeah, my boy Muldoon, we go way back. And Big Jim, old-time friend, and did a nice solid for us and came to the Northern Wrestling Federation, came to Fairfield, Ohio, did us a good solid, did the Protected Ones a good solid, and joined up with Muldoon. And against a very, very formidable tag team, you know, Larry D. I mean, who anywhere in this tri-state area or even further now have not heard of Larry D, right? That's all everybody hears and all everybody talks about, Larry D. And then Josh Adams. See, now, Josh Adams is a perfect example of being that young up-and-comer. He could be in positions like Andrew Reid, but no. He wants to make the Miss Callies and the NWF Armies feel good and be happy. Not, you know, but guess what? Josh Adams, he loses opportunities because of that, because he tries to make everybody feel good, and he'll realize what everybody else realizes, that you got to worry about yourself a little bit, Miss Callie. Got to have a little bit of what about me in them. And once Josh Adams ever starts worrying about Josh Adams, then that's when Josh Adams will go places. But one of the big, I mean, you got the biggest guys anywhere around here colliding, Muldoon, Big Jim, Larry D. I mean, there was a lot of mass in that ring.
Oh, that's very true. And they did everything they could, which veteran-wise, it's very smart. They kept Josh Adams in that match as much as humanly possible, which truthfully to light the inexperience factor there.
Well, I mean, you got Larry D. or Josh Adams. You got Larry D. or Josh Adams. Who you want to stay in the ring? I mean, the plan was executed by two professionals, two veterans, and they showed that in Josh Adams' bright future. But he's going to learn something, and apparently he wants to learn stuff the hard way.
I don't know about learning stuff the hard way, but like I said, I will give them smart tag team wrestling. That I will wholeheartedly say that's exactly what they showed. And I'm very proud of Josh Adams for trying to do things the right way.
Oh, well, I'm sure you are, Miss Kai. I'm sure the NWF Army is proud of Josh Adams doing things the right way. I'm sure Josh Adams' body doesn't thank him for doing things the right way. But as long as you are proud of him, I'm sure that means a lot to him, Miss Kai.
Well, you know what? Sometimes it's people don't always think of, I have to win to be something, which I get it. Wins and losses do mean things to an extent, but you got to be able to live with yourself. And if you can live with yourself lying, cheating, stealing victories, that's all.
I love looking at myself in the mirror every day. It's literally the highlight of my day every day.
Really? Because you're pretty much staring back at a mask, aren't you?
Well, let's not focus on negatives, Miss Callie. I am wearing a mask right now. It may say loser on it, but we all know I'm not, right? Right, Miss Callie?
Whatever helps you sleep at night.
And that makes me sleep like a baby.
That's good. Speaking of somebody who had some issues stemming from FanFest, David Tyler took on the Star Rider, which I'm sure you're very familiar with both of those individuals, since David Tyler seems to be palling around with you as of late, and, well, let's face it, Star Rider is a big part of why you are working back.
See, David Tyler is one of those guys, he tried to do things the right way. I mean, 2 years ago, he was basically Josh Adams. And then he finally listened to me and to Ryan Stone, and we just led him on the right path. And David Tyler is, he's like literally like on the edge of just blowing up in the NWS. You wouldn't have said that 2 years ago. You would, everybody looked at him as Jordan Clearwater's sidekick. Now he's about to blow up in the NWS. And that's all thanks to me and Ryan Stone. 100% thanks to us. We've gotten into his head and we've let him know. And now Star Rider, he is causing a lot of problems. See, he comes out here and the crowd goes bananas for him. He has that mask. He has that mask on him. He jumping all over the place, flying around 100 miles an hour. He wants to be the star of the show, right? And at FanFest 12, he beat me. Try to wrap that around your head. That Star Rider beat Jay Donaldson at FanFest 12. That is ridiculous. Like, I still cannot wrap that around my head. That Star Rider beat Jay Donaldson at FanFest. And then, literally, the next match, he comes in and helps his buddy Josh. And they attack David Tyler and shave his head. He is bald now because of Star Rider. And since then, since FanFest, David Tyler, he's always had a little bit of an anger problem, a little bit of a temper. But boy, it is just, he just poured, you know, gasoline all over this temper of David Tyler. And Star Rider, he's about to be the beginning of this blow up for David Tyler in the NWF. And Star Rider's going to learn. You want to keep sticking your nose and you want to start, you know, embarrassing the top guys of this company. There's a pecking order that goes around here. And we, the Protected Ones, are on the top of that pecking order. And you will be picked off the NWF roster messing with us. So, Star Rider needs to start, you know, he can get all this fame from the fans, all he wants for trying to stick up to us. But that's not going to pay off for him very well. David Tyler, watch for him. This year for David Tyler, stardom for him.
Where do you figure they attacked David Tyler? David Tyler tried to welch on the stipulation to that match. He didn't think he deserved to get his head shaved. He lost that match fair and square.
Well, let's say here, fair and square is a bit much, but David Tyler, he loved his hair. I mean, we'd be out, you know, at restaurants, babies at clubs, you know, anywhere, and he'd be just combing that hair. He must have combed his hair probably 10,000 strokes every day. I mean, he just, every day, every time we were around, he's just combing that hair. And now he has a comb for no reason. He invested in so many combs, and now he's got nothing to do with them.
He could always use them on his beard.
Oh, he's got a sweet beard now. You got to give him that. But David Tyler, he's going to bounce back from this. You know, even though he's bald now, and the NWF Army just likes to keep reminding him that he's bald, which is just a bit insensitive, if you want to ask me. If you're asking me, Miss Cal, it's a little bit insensitive of the NWF Army to keep reminding him of his loss at FanFest. Like, the same way it's insensitive of the NWF Army to keep reminding me that I lost at FanFest because I have to wear that stupid, ridiculous mask. And we are being just picked on and picked on for our loss 2 months ago. No one will let it down that me and David Tyler lost at FanFest. There's a lot of people that lost at FanFest. No one talks about it. No one rubs their nose into it, but they rub me and David Tyler's nose in it. And Miss Kelly, that's not fair. And I'd like a little bit of an apology.
Oh, I know you're not thinking I'm going to apologize to you.
Well, you could be the start, and then the rest of the NWF Army can follow. We want we want apologies. I hope the NWF Army tennis, they come down to Bone Crusher Saturday, and the entire Army and you, Miss Kelly, can lead the charge, and everybody gives us an apology. That's what needs to be done Saturday.
Oh, you can just keep dreaming, because that show is not going to happen.
Well, it should.
I think that's just what you two got exactly what you deserved.
Well, that's what you think, Miss Kelly.
Oh, that's pretty much what I know. Let's talk about the Unified Championship. A 5-man scramble, which we all know is not in the favor of the champion. They don't even have to be pinned to lose their title. However, Lexus Montez, who has turned over a new leaf of sorts, did manage to walk out of Fairfield still the Unified Champion.
That's another one that everybody's wanting to really get behind and really get some momentum behind now is Lexus Montez. And it's no secret that me and Lexus have seen different opinions of one another throughout the time that he's been in the NWF. But you've got to give Lexus credit. You know, we keep talking about FanFest. He won the ultimate ladder match where it didn't even need to be a pin. It just needed to be whoever could get up the ladder first. And he went up against some of the top former NWF champions in that match and won that. And he's been in a couple of these type of scramble matches and stuff like that. And the thing about Lexus is his ego and his confidence is his worst enemy. Now, my ego and my confidence is my greatest thing. But Lexus needs to check his ego. He keeps putting himself in these situations to highlight how great he is and that he's the absolute best and everything like that. That's going to catch up to him. And this is a very interesting time in the NWF. It's like we have so many different guys that, man, it's like it could be their year coming up. You know, after FanFest, it's almost kind of like our new year in the NWF. And
oh, absolutely.
And it's like a kind of like a restart of the year. So it's like, who's going to be there? Who by this time next year when we come back to FanFest, who's going to be in that main event? Who's going to elevate from the position that they were in last year's FanFest? And, of course, my bet, a little bit biased, is David Tyler. But you've got to look at a guy like Lexus Montez and some of these younger guys, Andrew Reed and stuff like that. It's very competitive in that middle tier there of who's going to break out. And now that Lexus is going to, but now that Nasty Russ is in the picture, you got to understand, Nasty Russ is a 2-time NWF champion. He's one of the best of all time in the NWF. So
absolutely.
Lexus wants to prove himself, right? He wants to take that big step from that mid-card area and take that step to the big boy level, the main event spot in the main tier. Well, Nasty Russ knows all about that main tier. He knows all about being that main guy. And Lexus Montez, in the near future here, he's got some big matches, a lot of proving matches. Like, he wants to talk. He loves to talk. Just ask him. He'll tell you how great he is. Ask any of his little buddies and stuff. They'll tell you how great Lexus Montez is. But you got to show up when the lights are at its brightest. And he hasn't done that quite yet. He's done it when the lights are medium. But when the lights are at its apex, at its brightest, let's see what this guy is all about. So this coming up year is big for the NWF, big for some of these younger guys and stuff that's been waiting for their opportunity. And sometimes you just can't wait. Sometimes you just got to take your opportunity. So Nasty Russ, Lexus, next couple months, it's going to get hot in that Unified title picture.
You took the words right out of my mouth on that one. I mean, Nasty Russ, which we've all seen that side of Nasty Russ that's not quite so
Oh, he's got a nasty streak to him, this guy. He does not care. He will do some pretty questionable things.
He choked Lexus with a belt after the match. That's a bit extreme.
Well, that's what I'm trying to, that's what the point I'm trying to get at is that you want to take that step, right, Lexus? NW Farm, you want to see Lexus Montez in these big time opportunity spots. Well, the main guys aren't just gonna let you take the spots, right? You're gonna have to earn it, and this is part of the learning curve for Lexus. He's like, you now, how bad do you want it, Lexus? After you just got choked out by a belt around your throat in front of the NWF Army, now how bad do you want it? Now he might be thinking twice before he goes wanting that main spot and wanting to go against top-level guys like Nasty Russ. Or he can step up to the plate. So we're going to see what Lexus Montez is made of.
Absolutely. And speaking of seeing what people are made of, how impressed were you with the debut of Nate Wings as he took on Pompano Joe?
Well, it was highly, highly impressive. A lot of people would even say match of the night quality. That's how impressive it was. Nate Wings, a guy that's been all over the place and stuff like that. I mean, I've heard of the name so much, know who he is and stuff like that, but he really came to the NWF wanting to prove a point. And he, I think, wowed everybody and made quite the point to it. At the end of the day, though, Pompano Joe beat him. Pompano Joe, undefeated in his home field play that challenge, but an incredible match and probably one of the best finishes of the night. I mean, that finish is unbelievable.
Oh, absolutely.
So it was very, very impressive. It's hard when you've heard so much about somebody, but then when you actually see it, and you're like, wow. You know, it very rarely ever lives up to the hype and everything. And Nate Wings definitely lived up to the hype.
Definitely on that one. Speaking of people and their hype, Rock and Roll Jesse Hyde taking on Hollywood Adam Swayze for the Tri-State Championship. Swayze, of course, having that whining, sniveling weasel used car salesman wannabe out there with him.
Miss Kelly, am I wrong, but it sounds like in your voice there that you might have a little crush on Gideon. Am I hearing that right? You got the hots for Gideon?
You know, besides needing an eye exam and some Just for Men hair coloring, I think you might need to get your hearing checked.
Well, I mean, Miss Kelly, I was just curious. I was just curious. I thought I was picking up something there. You know, I know you guys were talking about it, you know, right before I came on and stuff. Was how unbelievable was this card? I mean, this show at Fairfield was off the hook, and the semi-main event, the Tri-State title match, boy, has Swayze really brought something to that belt, man. He is making that belt really back to where he needs to be at that top spot there, that semi-main, that second tier to the main title. Very, very proud of my boy Swayze there. But Jesse Hyde, Fairfield's favorite son, right? I've been in that ring when Jesse Hyde comes out to the ring in Fairfield, and it's like, you know what? It's unbelievable how these fans just go bananas for him. I just don't get it. But an incredible, you know, like I said, an incredible matchup. Very entertaining match between these guys and stuff like that. But Swayze with his agent Gideon, I feel like they're, like I said, we had that middle tier of guys that are trying to step up, and it feels like Swayze's that is taking that first step. He's really getting that step out there and winning the Tri-State title. That's a big step. I mean, that's a big point that he's making there with being the Tri-State champion. And it's one thing becoming champion, but it's like, what do you do when you got the belt? you gotta perform. You gotta, people gotta remember you as a champion. And I think that by the end of Swayze's title reign, people are gonna remember that Adam Swayze was Tri-State champion, and he's gonna leave his mark on that title.
Oh, absolutely. I won't deny that he's gonna leave a mark with where that title's concerned, and people are going to remember he's champion. But what kind of champion are they going to remember? Somebody that would go out and defend the title with honor and integrity, or somebody that couldn't win a match by himself, always had to cheat?
Gideon is there for moral support. He's there to cheer on his investment. Adam Swayze is his investment. He's got his whole life invested in Adam Swayze's success. If he fails, Gideon fails, and he cannot fail. So that's his investment. That's everything to him. So, of course, he's going to protect his investment. And it's that whole, do you want to be looked at as a good guy, or do you want to look at, like, to be as a champion, as somebody who wins? And at the end of the day, does people look at Adam Swayze when he's got that Tri-State title on, when he walks that to the ring, that jacket, that music playing, and Gideon leading him to the ring with that belt on, people look at him like he's a somebody. Because he is a somebody. He's a star. He's got star written all over him. And he's a champion. He's winning. So he's another guy about to just blow up in the NWS. And I think just because Gideon may have turned you down on a couple dates don't mean that you got to hate on his boy Adam Swayze. That's all I'm saying.
Lord have mercy, you are.
If you play your card, if you play your cards right, Miss Callie, I'll put a good word in for you, Miss Gideon. I'll put a good word in for you.
Please don't. Please don't. That's all I'm saying. Please don't.
I'm having a great time talking to you, Miss Callie. Are you having a great time talking to me?
Oh, absolutely. From what I can stomach of it. But let's talk about winners, people that have some integrity, that the Army actually respects. How about the brand new NWF Tag Team Champions?
Now, there's a lot of things going. There was a lot of things going on at Fairfield. Fairfield was a busy night. And I must have had a concussion throughout the night or something, but I thought I heard Boss Man actually announce that the Natty Boys were the new tag team champions. Do you believe that, Miss Callie? That Boss Man, I think Boss Man messed up again.
Oh no, for once he got it right. They are the brand new NWF tag team champions. Taking the belt from the Crimson Mafia.
That has got to be the biggest shock of the entire night, right? That the Natty Boys, old Dustin and Stewie, some good old boys, right, would actually beat the Crimson Mafia. Now, you talk about integrity and just and stuff. From what I saw in the NWF highlights on NWF Bustin' Loose, it looked like maybe the Natty Boys got an assist. Like, there might have been some help. Maybe they didn't do everything on the up and up like you want to claim, Scally. Was there some help for the Natty Boys?
Do you know what? That help came in the form of Abyss neutralizing Wildcat Chris Harris.
You said the monster Abyss, Impact Hall of Famer, the monster,
yes,
Abyss, coming to Fairfield and helping,
yes,
the Natty Boys, helping them cheat. I would be furious if I was the Mafia.
They got a taste of their own medicine. I don't think they were. I don't call that cheating. Wildcat Chris Harris.
I'm sure you don't.
Wildcat Chris Harris was in the ring doing everything he could to cheat so the Mafia could stay champion.
Does the monster abyss? Does the monster abyss
again?
Does the monster abyss have a manager's license? Then there's no reason that he should have been down for that ringside.
That's, he got sick and tired of watching Wildcat cheat.
An NWF historian that I am, that was a pretty cool moment, wasn't it, Miss Callie? Seeing Wildcat Chris Harris and the Monster Abyss face off again. It felt like it was 20 years ago.
That it did, watching the two of them stand toe-to-toe. But that's beside the point. He neutralized Wildcat, which is something nobody else has been able to do, and that showed right there that while the Mafia has all the talent in the world, has all the potential in the world, when it comes down to it, that third man on the outside gave them the advantage they needed more often than not to retain those titles.
Well, the question now that comes down to it now, Miss Callie, is the Monster Abyss going to be at every NWF show? Is he going to be at Bone Crushers? I don't think so. So there's going to be a tag team title rematch. And if you think the Crimson Mafia is just going to be like, oh, we lost, we're not mad, we're not coming for no revenge, you got nothing against.
Oh, I
Lord Crew and Lord Crew and Anthony Bryant are furious. See that interview they did on Bustin' Loose? They are furious at the Natty Boys. So this little magic carpet ride that that Dustin and Stewie's on, let them celebrate, get some natties and high five the NWF Army. That's cool. But when payback comes, Miss Callie, well, payback ain't going to be nice to them.
I have no doubt, because Lord Crew is a mean, scary individual. They don't call Anthony Bryant the mercenary for no reason. He's not one of the most decorated champions in NWF history for no reason. I have no doubt that they are angry, that they are looking for revenge, and that they're going to seek it out. However, I also don't doubt that the Natty Boys are going to be unprepared or prepared for this match, because these guys have faced off against the Mafia on multiple accounts, and they know what they're walking into when they walk into this, when they walk into whenever this rematch occurs. You're not going to find right now two tag teams that probably know each other better than those two.
You can have fun with this the little celebration and other good feel good story, but reality is going to kick in eventually, right, Ms. Callie?
Oh, this is reality. The reality is they're the new tag team champions. But the other reality is the Crimson Mafia is going to want those titles back, and they're going to do what they feel they have to do it, no matter what. And I think the Natty Boys are going to be prepared for it.
Well, it was a real good moment there in Fairfield last Saturday night for them. So hopefully the NWF Army and Dustin and Stewie, they had a good night celebrating last Saturday night in Fairfield.
Oh, absolutely. Now, wasn't a match, but they kind of came out and they did make a statement. What is your thought on the ladies wanting to step up as a tag team and take on any male tag team on that roster?
Are we talking about the Chicky Babies, Ms. Callie? Do you want an expert opinion about the Chicky Babies?
I am referring to Nikki Victory and Big Mama wanting to challenge any male tag team on the NWF roster.
Well, this is what I'll say about the women of the NWF. Big Mama and Nikki Victory, I've been you know, a big hand with the Future Star show of the NWF. And we, I have been, you know, seen firsthand of Nikki Victory and Big Mama going against one another. And these two girls, you know, these two women have definitely showed up. I've seen them. I've witnessed a standing ovation from a packed house to these two. And I know they're starting to travel a little bit more, get a little bit more exposure, a little bit more out there and stuff like that. And, you know, these two are ready to really set it off in the NWF. But challenging some men, challenging the guys on the roster, ooh, Miss Kelly, I don't know if I'd do that. You know, maybe they should stick to wrestling one another. You know, we have a good crop of women coming up in the NWF system to wrestle, or going on these all women shows. Maybe that's what they need to stick with. You know, if Big Mama is wrestling, who's watching Big Mama's Big Kitchen or Turnbuckle Cafe? Who's watching that?
I'm sure we have adequate coverage for Turnbuckle Cafe or Big Mama's Kitchen.
I'm very interested. You want to get on the microphone in the NWF and you want to call people out and you want opportunities. You might want to watch what you say. You know, that's a live mic. A lot of ears hear that. So the NWF Army can want these two to, you know, show up. You know, they had a big tag team victory at FanFest. So maybe they're just riding a little high off FanFest.
I honestly think these two women have as much heart, talent as any man on that roster, and
I'm sure you're not biased at all. I'm sure you're not biased at all, Miss Kelly.
I think they are very capable of holding their own. And that's not being biased. That's my honest opinion.
Well, I'm sure it is. It's not because you're good buddies with them or nothing.
It has everything to do with what I have seen these girls accomplish.
I'm not giving anything away. They've blown some guys away on the Future Star show. You know, they've had top matches when you've had a card full of stars, and they came out having the best match out of all of them. And that's impressive, but they're stepping into a world that they don't know nothing about. Neither one of them has ever been in that situation. Been a tag team match where your partner is a woman going against two men. It's a man's world, Miss Callie. It's a man's world.
And I think it's high time the women took it over.
Oh, I'm sure you are.
Oh, absolutely. And I would stand right behind them and back them all the way. But speaking of people backing people, let's talk about, and trust me, I'm getting to your match, but let's talk about that NWF championship match.
Who's the champion, Miss Callie?
I'm very well aware that Ryan Stone retained that title.
He's my best friend, you know that? We hang out. I know him.
Yes, I'm well aware.
If I would text Ryan Stone right now, which I have his number, yes, I have Ryan Stone's number. If I would text him, he would text me back. That's how good of friends we are.
Uh-huh. I think the way he parades around, Kelly stuck up his backside, talking about the protected one, it's disgusting. It's a disgrace.
Well, we want to talk about NWF champions. Let's talk about that belt that everybody wants and everybody can claim they want. But to actually be the NWF champion, you got to be above everybody. And There's been many champions in the NWF, many, many great NWF champions. There's only been one guy in the 22-plus years of this company, about to celebrate our anniversary, but NWF's birthday's coming up. And
yes, it is.
Out of all those years, out of those 22-plus years, only one guy. I mean, think of the legends that's been in the NWF, Miss Callie. There's only been one guy to ever hold that NWF title four times, and that's Ryan Stone. I mean, if you put resume up against resume up against resume, you can have a strong argument that he's the greatest NWF champion this company's ever had. Now, you can say I'm a little bit biased because Ryan Stone's my best friend, unless I didn't mention that. But you got to give Ryan Stone the matches he's had, and the guy Ryan Stone is, when he holds that championship and he comes out to the ring, everybody knows that's the champion. That guy right there, he's something. And anybody that's ever been in the ring with Ryan Stone can let you know that they don't come any better than Ryan Stone. He will hit you harder than anybody else. He will outperform anybody. He's Ryan Stone. He's by God Ryan Stone. So you need to have a little bit more respect in your voice there, Miss Callie. I mean, if I told Ryan Stone the way you're talking about him, I don't think he'd be happy.
Then let him be unhappy.
And who did he wrestle in the main event at FanFest, or main event at Fairfield, the UAW Hall Saturday night, the main event? We got all these stars on the rise in the NWF, right? We have a 95-year-old man in the main event with Ryan Stone. 95.
He is not 95.
Well, he's close. The owner of the NWF, Roger Ruffin, trying to hold off the protected ones. I mean, he wants to take the front lead to this charge. And now that the protected ones, Muldoon, David Tyler, myself, Ryan Stone, has got the CEO, Nate Pelly, backing us up, making matches for us, controlling whatever we need he gives to us. Who's going to stop us? I mean, you remember when the protected ones were rolling back in the day? They were unstoppable. I was on the other side of that. I know how powerful that is. Not only that you got the top guys, but then you got power behind it. No, that's a combination. So, you know, Ryan Stone with Nate Pelly backing him up, not even Roger Ruffin can stop that.
You know, while I will admit,
there
it looks extremely bleak for Roger Ruffin and the NWF Army and anybody that tries to stand opposed to the protected ones, while I will admit it looks bleak, I will also say I have known Roger Ruffin for a number of years, and I will never, ever count that man out. And I think to underestimate him or to try to count him out at this point would be a huge, huge mistake.
At the end of the
day,
they
don't call
him
the man for no reason.
Well, they don't call Ryan Stone the greatest villain of all time either. And it was Stunner, 1, 2, 3, Roger Ruffin lost. Straight up, Nate Pelly wasn't there to do anything. Ryan Stone beat Roger Ruffin like we all knew what was going to happen. And then the protected ones, we had our game plan set that we were going to take Roger Ruffin out right in the UAW hall. In his own company, the Northern Wrestling Federation, he had his studs about to take him out. And then you had Star Rider try to help out. And what happened to Star Rider? Got taken out. Josh Adams comes in, got taken out. And then the biggest shocker of them all happened, Miss Callie. I know you're giddy with excitement to talk about this. Then what happened?
We saw the return, or what appears to be the return, of none other than Calypso.
Oh, you had some some excitement in your voice there, didn't you? Say it again. Say it again. Who is it?
It was none other than Calypso. The roof was about to blow off that building. The fans heard that music. They saw him come through that curtain. And there was, you couldn't hear a thing in there. People were so loud. They were so excited. And Calypso seemed to help even the odds a little bit.
Well, see, the thing is the last person that the Protected Ones, the NWF Army in that fact, thought was going to come to Fairfield, be at the UAW Hall, come out through the curtain, and get into an NWF ring Saturday night was Calypso. That was the last person everybody thought. We ain't seen him for over a year. And he was probably the quickest rising star in NWF history. And in less than a year's time, he became the guy. He was the guy who got the hugest reactions. And just like everybody, once they reach that top point in this company, it breaks you down. And it broke Calypso down. And we thought that it just, you know, ended him. For we would never see him again. And now he's back. Calypso is back. And the NWF Army was ecstatic about it. But if he wants to try to mess with the Protected Ones, and especially Lion Stone, well, this return is going to be short-lived. The NWF Army better get all the excitement out of their bodies as they can right now, because it's going to be short-lived, him messing around with the Protected Ones, and especially Lion Stone.
Well, speaking of people messing around, which, you know, I will admit, Lion Stone is a very formidable opponent. But Ryan Stone has never wrestled anybody like Calypso. Ever.
Oh, everybody's so excited. Everybody's so excited about this Calypso. This is getting me, this is starting to, my blood pressure is starting to boil up here. Just hearing that name, Calypso.
Well, speaking of
how excited everybody is. Everybody's so excited. I just can't believe how excited everybody is about the return of Calypso.
Oh, I can. Wholeheartedly, I can understand that. But speaking of somebody's blood pressure rising, what in the world were you thinking Saturday night in Fairfield? First off, you had the audacity to ask one of the greatest performers, one of the best wrestlers, who isn't called the baddest man alive for no reason, to lay down and let you pin him. What in the world, Jay Donaldson?
So
have
what you're saying is that
you
wasn't
ever loving one.
What you're saying, Miss Kelly, is that wasn't a good idea.
No, that was one of the dumbest things I've seen.
I am sure that Aaron Williams might hear this, or his buddies, or friends, or you know. Other wrestlers may get this back to him and stuff like that. I'm the one that I'm not shy. I'm not going to hold back what I think about somebody or my opinion about somebody. And I am very aware of how great Aaron Williams is. I'm the baddest man alive. And to live up to that reputation and all the stuff he's doing, he is literally all over the place. You can't go on social media or see a wrestling show that you don't see Aaron Williams. And when you see Aaron Williams on a show and stuff, not only is he on it, it's that the show is based around him, or he steals the show one way or the other. And I am very aware of Aaron Williams. And I feel bad that the NWF, you know, the entire wrestling area got robbed of that match. You know, I have a serious ankle injury. You know this, Ms. Cowley. You can let the NWF Army know that this isn't a fake injury, that I'm not just scared and don't want to wrestle Aaron Williams. That I have a severe ankle injury. And it wouldn't have been fair to have that match. 17 years in the making. Aaron Williams versus Jay Donaldson. Never been in the ring at the same time. Two of the most top stars in this area. You cannot put two bigger stars in this area, two guys who have done more things in this area than Aaron Williams and Jay Donaldson, and we've never been in the ring together. And it would have been a travesty a travesty to see that match with me not 100%. So.
Oh, that I will agree with. That would have been bad.
So, the fair thing to do is I can barely see out of this mask. This mask that Star Rider and the NWF Army is making me wear, I can barely see out of this thing. So I'm basically a blind man trying to wrestle. Now, how fair is that? So you want to see Aaron Williams and Jay Donaldson with Jay Donaldson blindfolded in a match. Now, we need to see Aaron Williams and Jay Donaldson with no excuses, square off at their absolute best. That's what everybody needs to see. We need to find out who the top of this area is. Is Aaron Williams or Jay Donaldson? And so the best thing he could have done is lay down, let me win, I get the mask off, and we could have another match at Spooktacular. And if Aaron Williams would have just played ball and played nice, then nothing would have happened to him. But he wanted to be the baddest man alive. And what happened to the baddest man alive? He got put down. He got embarrassed and put down on an NWF in an NWF ring by the NWF's top guys, including its stud.
It was
so now there's some juice to this. Now I hope I got Aaron Williams' attention. I hope I got the NWF Army's attention. That when Aaron Williams came to the ring, the place went bananas. They were cheering Aaron Williams' name in an NWF show. At an NWF show in an NWF ring, you have Jay Donaldson, who's been the NWF stud for 17 years now, and then you have Aaron Williams, and they cheer Aaron Williams. How disrespectful is that? I've destroyed my body in front of those people. They've barely seen Aaron. They've heard the hype about Aaron, but they cheered Aaron. And that's disrespectful. So
the NWF Army got
what they deserve. They want to cheer Aaron Williams. That's fine. They want to back Aaron Williams in this. That's fine. But they're going to be real disappointed. The NWF Army is going to be disappointed. Aaron Williams is going to be disappointed. All of Aaron Williams' followers that wants to back Aaron Williams, that he's the best, that he's this great guy, that he's the guy of this area. If you're going to be considered the guy in this area, you're going to have to go through me. And Spooktacular is just a couple weeks away. My ankle is getting much, much better. You don't think that I'm coming to Spooktacular to prove a point, Miss Callie? I'm making it very clear. I'm coming not only to beat Aaron Williams, but to show Aaron Williams up. To show Aaron Williams ain't in my league. It's what I do, Miss Callie. I take the stars that everybody thinks as the top guy or going to be the next top guy, and I embarrass them. I show them up. I'm going to put my body on the line like I've never put my body on the line. This match I am so looking forward to. And I know all the hype with Aaron Williams. I know all the hype, and I know Aaron Williams is going to bring all he's got, and I hope he does. I hope Aaron comes with the same mentality I'm coming into this match with that he's going to try to show me up. But Miss Cal, that's not going to happen. It's what I do. For 17 years, I'm not living my show me up. I'm not starting now. And especially with the NWF Army wants to chant Aaron Williams' name over me in an NWF ring, I'm coming to prove a point. Everybody's got to realize that I'm not a loser, that I'm not some joke, not some cartoon character running around this place. That I'm the guy. I'm the stud. And Aaron Williams is going to find out. This is not a big match. This is the match. Aaron Williams, Jay Donaldson, just a couple weeks away. We all got robbed from it a couple weeks ago, but we're going to get it. It's going to happen. I don't care if I've got to tape up my ankle, go out there on crutches or whatever it's going to have to take. After what happened at Fairfield this last Saturday, Saturday night, I'm coming to prove a point.
Well, I will say this. You need to come with your A game. I already know Aaron Williams is going to come with his. The NWF Army deserves to see a solid one-on-one matchup between Jay Donaldson and Aaron Williams. And you're right. They got robbed this past Saturday. But they didn't get robbed because, you know, while admittedly you were not medically cleared to compete because of your ankle injury, which is legit, they got robbed of seeing a good match because you and that group of thugs that tries to call themselves the protected ones decided to jump Aaron Williams, try to make a 4-on-1 situation. I mean,
no,
you tased the man.
We did. We showed him up. He's in an NWF ring. To me, Aaron Williams is an outsider. He wants to be a rock star. He wants to be a top guy. He wants to have all these belts wherever he goes. He's in NWF territory when he comes to UA, when he comes to Fairfield, to UAW Hall. That's NWF territory. That's the bloodline to me, Rhinestone, and then Muldoon and David Tyler. We run the show at the NWF. We'll be damned if we're going to have some guy, I don't care how big of a name he is on the outside, tries to come into the NWF and try to be bigger than the NWF, because we're the NWF. They're the best, Miss Callie, the NWF. And he wants to come into our territory. He's in enemy lines. And whatever happened to Aaron Williams is Aaron Williams' fault. Maybe he wants to go play nice somewhere else. He can go north. He can go south. He can go west. He can go east. He can go wherever he wants. But he wants to step into those NWF territory lines. Well, he got what he got, didn't he?
Well, I will be the first to say there is a reason the NWF is called the first, the last, and the best. And that's because that's the motto we live by. However, it seems like it was just you four that took exception to the crowd's admiration of Aaron Williams. Because our own bloodline came out to make that save.
Let's roll the red carpet out for Aaron Williams. Let's do that, huh? The red carpet should be rolled out for me, not Aaron Williams. And that NWF crowd, the NWF Army, the fans, all of Aaron Williams fans from all every promotion that he goes to wrestle at, can come and support him all they want. It's all I'm going to do is fire me up. I'm getting fired up right now. I'm ready to suit up right now, Miss Callie, because how excited I am about this matchup. He's had big matches, Aaron Williams has. He's won against big talent. But everybody knows, and you can contest this, Miss Callie, he ain't ever been in the ring with someone like me. I'm going to push that boy to his limits. He can say he's the baddest man, you know, alive. He can do whatever he wants and say whatever he wants. But he's in big boy territory, the NWF. And it's NWF stud, the guy, Jay Donaldson. So if he wants to make an impact, and he wants to prove himself, he can come back to it. But what's going to happen? What's going to happen when Aaron Williams fails to me and I get to take that mask off? And I beat Aaron Williams. Huh, Miss Callie? How big is my ego going to be? How's that strut going to be coming out of Fairfield at Spooktacular? That strut's going to be something else, ain't it? I'm going to have a little extra little strut to that, ain't I? When I beat Aaron Williams.
I'm going to say this way. If, and I am emphasizing, if you can manage to pick up a victory over Aaron Williams, which remains to be seen, your ego is going to be so big, I'll be amazed you could fit it through the Grand Canyon. I'm already surprised you can fit it through a doorway.
Oh, it's going to be to the point of the obnoxious, Miss Kyle. I'm going to tell you this right now. These are the matches I live for. These are the matches that gets me excited. and it should have everybody excited to see what's going to happen when Aaron Williams and Jay Donaldson goes head-to-head for the first time ever, 17 years in the making, but now after all this, after what we got to say to each other face-to-face, after what happened after that beatdown we put on him, and actually that first time I got to take my fist and hit Aaron Williams. Oh, that was a moment. That felt good. So now after all this, and we got a couple more weeks of I'm sure more trash talking from his side, my side, and all this, and talk from the NWF Army about how Aaron Williams is going to destroy me and put me down. I want all that talk. Let's talk this up, Miss Callie. Let's talk about how big of a matchup this is going to be. This next spectacular is going to be huge. We got Calypso returning. We got Calypso
right.
Coming back. We got Abyss coming back. You got Aaron Williams, Jay Donaldson. NWF is on fire right now. We got a show coming up Saturday at Bone Crushers. It's going to be hot. The NWF is rolling right now.
It is on a roll. It is steaming. It is scorching hot action. Like you said, we've got Bone Crushers coming up this Saturday at 6105 Vine Street in Elmwood Place. We've got Spooktacular on October the 27th. The two matches that have already been announced, that have already been signed, is going to be Lexus Montez taking on Nasty Russ. And after what happened, I am certain. I already know what Nasty Russ can bring to the table. We've seen that firsthand. Now we're going to see exactly what Lexus Montez will bring, because we've never seen anybody show Lexus Montez that kind of disrespect.
It's a put up or shut up match for him. It's for Lexus Montez.
Absolutely. And then also signed, we have Jay Donaldson and Aaron Williams.
Ooh.
No excuses.
First time, Miss Callie. First time.
First time ever. No excuses.
Oh.
You two will meet for the first time in a ring, one-on-one, in Fairfield, Saturday night, October the 27th. If you don't have tickets already, get them at all of our live events. Like I said, we'll be at Bone Crushers this Saturday night. You can get them at the BP station on Main Street in Hamilton. This is a must-see match. There is no ifs, ands, or buts. It is huge.
You can't afford to miss an NWF show. You don't know what's going to happen right now. All this young talent about to come to the top. You got guys, Hall of Famers coming back. You got guys that wrestle all over the world coming. I mean, you don't know what's going to happen in an NWF show. And there's nothing like being there live.
Oh, that I can attest to that as well. There is nothing like a live NWF event. And like you said, we had quite a few surprises. We saw new tag team champions. We saw the man that's about to become an Impact Wrestling Hall of Famer, well-deserved, I might add. The Monster Abyss was there. We saw the return of Calypso. I mean, hello. What more could you expect? Obviously, expect the unexpected when you come to an NWF show, because none of that was expected. I'll be the first to admit, I was shocked at the Natty Boys' victory. I was shocked to see the Monster Abyss come through that curtain. And you probably could have picked me up off the floor when I saw Calypso come through the curtain.
I'm sure your little heart was just a tear patting away when Calypso came out.
I was in absolute shock. No questions asked. I will not deny that. But, I mean, like I said, expect the unexpected. It is a must. We don't have an event that's not must-see. But, come on, where else
because a first only happens one time, obviously, otherwise it wouldn't be called the first time. Jay Donaldson, Aaron Williams, one-on-one, Saturday night, October 27th at the UAW Hall in Fairfield. How much bigger can it get?
I don't say this very much, and when I say it, it lets you know how serious and how big it is. That this is a match of the year candidate, match of all time candidate. That's how I'm coming into this match. That's the match. That's the mentality I'm coming into it with. And when I have that mentality, the stunts, the craziness that I'll do. When I have my mind set up in that way, this is a match that will be talked about for a long, long time. And I'm going to put that stud performance on. Somebody better tell Aaron Williams what a stud performance is like. Because he's going to be firsthand notice of what a stud performance is all about.
Like I said, it is a do not miss event. It is a do not ever, ever want to miss match. Because it will be for the first time ever, you and Aaron Williams, one-on-one, in an NWF ring, in Fairfield. I'm going to be there. Ace Diamond, I already know you have your ticket to be there. The NWF Army is off the chain about that match. So I know they're going to be there. So people, if you're listening, get tickets now.
Hey, what does Ace Diamond think about all this? What's he think about the NWF?
I think the NWF's the greatest thing going today.
There you go. Anything like it, being there live, witnessing it live and being in that crowd, it's quite the feeling, isn't it?
Absolutely. There's really no way to describe it unless you're there.
Now, with all the surprises and stuff going on and stuff like that, and with this big match coming up, who do you think is going to win between me and Aaron Williams?
I knew you were going to ask me that question. Having followed both of your careers for quite a long time, I have to go with the baddest man alive.
Oh, Miss Talia is just getting into your mind, isn't she?
No, absolutely not.
You can vouch back me up. How big is this match? And you know how Aaron Williams is, and you know how I am, and you know
what
kind of
match
I put on, this performance he could put on. This is going to be match of the year candidate.
Absolutely.
And you think Aaron's going to come into my territory, my area in the NWF, and just come in and just beat me? I got some boys that's going to be watching my back. You don't think my boys are going to be watching my back?
You never know.
And you don't think
Aaron Williams?
You don't think he learned
may have
after
some boys
time?
Watching his back.
You guys can all be behind Aaron Williams. The NWF Army can be all behind Aaron Williams, and that's great. I want you all to be behind Aaron Williams. I hope that place screams Aaron like crazy, because it's going to make me feel real good when I stand there and I can take that mask off and know that I beat Aaron Williams and I beat everybody else that was against me. So keep rooting for Aaron. I hope everybody was for Aaron.
Oh, don't worry. I'm sure they will. But speaking of that, let's just say this. Since you're talking about you and Ryan Sinner, such good friends. He's your best friend. He's also the quickest person that will stab you in the back, and you know it.
Oh, are you trying to put a wedge into the protector wings, Miss Kelly. Is that what we're doing right now, huh?
I'm not trying to put a wedge anywhere. I'm stating fact.
We're on each time of show here. You're trying to stir up some business right here for you. Trying to put a wedge into the protected ones. Ryan Stone.
She's not wrong, though.
Ryan Stone. I know Ryan Stone better than anyone else in the world. And Ryan Stone is going to have my back. He may not like everybody else. He may be a mean dude. I'm not saying that he's the nicest guy in the whole world. But I know that if anyone's got my back, he does.
And if you know him as well as you say you do, which I don't doubt that you know him, you're a fool if you think otherwise, that he wouldn't stab you in the back if it suits his purpose at that moment.
Well, right now all the business is about the protector ones. We've got all the power. We've got the stud athletes. We've got the NWF title. We got stars coming up like David Tyler. We got stars of Muldoon. We got the studs in Ryan Stone and Jay Donaldson. And then we have Nate Pelly doing anything we ask him to do. So right now, we are riding high on the NWS, and everybody needs to get behind the protected ones because we are the NWS.
Oh, and when this crashes and burns, will
Miss Kelly, don't be mad because great things are happening for me and Ryan Stone. Don't be mad for that.
Oh, I'm not mad. I'm stating facts. He will stab you in the back. Inevitably, sooner or later, whether it be his ego, which is most likely your ego, somebody's ego, is going to get too big, and this whole thing is going to implode.
Well, right now, we're enjoying the ride right now, Miss Callie. Ryan Stone, the NWF champion. I'm going to beat Aaron Williams. We're going to destroy any of the NWF's favorite boys, if it's Calypso, Josh Adams, Star Rider, any of these guys that want to try to get into our business, I would not advise it. I would say steer away from us. So if you get in our way, it'll be a stunning result. Ask Aaron Williams what happens.
I'm sure he was rather shocked.
It's very shocking. Do you get it, Miss Kelly? Do you get what I'm
yeah.
trying to do there? Shocking.
Yeah, I do. And I think that on your behalf was a huge mistake.
Oh yeah, because Aaron Williams is gonna knock my head off, right? He's gonna kick me right in the face.
I'm pretty sure he will.
Oh, I sure hope. He's as good as you guys all think he is. I hope he is.
I guarantee he is. So with that being said, I want to take this moment, because I am that gracious of a person, to thank you for joining us on Match Chat tonight. I am so looking forward to watching Aaron Williams' feature butt.
Thank you. And just a fine, I know we're wrapping this up and everything, and it's been great. I appreciate Match Chat and Ace Diamond here to help plug and promote, help the NWF get more out there, more notice. Everybody needs to be able to see the NWF. It's where you enjoy professional wrestling, you want to see action, you want to see entertainment, you're going to get it all at the NWF. So appreciate any help we get with putting this great promotion out there. Almost 23 years coming up in November. And just another quick promote, of course, big hands with the future stars of the NWF, the guys that are putting the work in at Bone Crushers. We have the first time ever those guys are going to go on prime time. It's going to be Friday night, October the 12th, 7 o'clock at Bone Crushers. You know, they've been, you know, we've been having a few of these shows, and we've been having a few of these shows, and it's been on a Sunday afternoon, and it's been really, really great. But this is different, you know, on a Friday night, you know, having
a prime time
spot. It's gonna be big. It's gonna be a big, big deal. I hope everybody really gets behind the young men and women of the NWF and this great group. I mean, the training facility at NWF, I mean, it is packed right now. I mean, more and more people are trying to get through the doors in the NWF. And the Future Stars show is where you got to start at. That's where you got to make it there first. And we got some great, great talent that's been doing some great, great things there. And I know they are super excited. I know the NWF Army's going to be super excited to get behind them their first time on the primetime spot. I mean, it's going to be a big show Friday night, October the 12th.
Yes, it will. So remember, folks, Spooktacular, October the 27th. The Future Stars go prime time on Friday, October the 12th. And this Saturday night at 7 p.m., you can see the stars of the Northern Wrestling Federation at 6105 Vine Street in Elmwood Place. So, myself...
Have I been the best guest on this thing so far? I've got to be like the best one so far, right?
Whatever helps you sleep at night.
I'm going to sleep like a baby.
I'm glad to hear that. It's always a pleasure.
Well, thank you. And thank you for having me on this. And I hope to... Hope I'd be back on this again, and cannot wait for the NWF to get back into action again.
Ace Diamond?
Jay, thank you very much. You have been a very good guest.
The best, probably.
I don't know if I'd go that far, but you have been an awesome guest.
Well, me and you are just not vibing.
Yeah, well. But, ladies and gentlemen, we're about out of time. I want to once again thank our guest, Jay Donaldson. And, of course, thank Miss Callie for her assistance in this interview. And I'll be back tomorrow night. Have a good night, everybody.